Morning all. I thought this morning, this isn't my audio mo, but I'm going to do my favourite sounds, as a couple of other of people that I follow have done. Excuse my voice this morning. I haven't had enough tea yet. Or rather, I haven't been up long enough. Which is a disgraceful admission, but I don't go to bed till quite late, so that's my excuse, and I'm sticking to it. My favourite sounds. Now, I think one of my really favourite sounds are birds singing. Here, I've noticed with my lack of sleep, this time of year, the first birds start about 3:20. I mean, that's really early, but they do here. The first one, it's usually a blackbird. I'm not very knowledgeable about birdsong, but I do know the song of a blackbird. It's the most beautiful song. I've done a couple of boos of them, and I always love it when people do boos and I can hear the birds. That makes it for me to hear the birds in the background. And I like it when I do them outside, and I know that they're on mine as well. I don't know why, I just do. I don't know. I've been to a few places and there's very little birdsong. And one of them was California, actually, and my partner at the time lived in a redwood forest, but there wasn't much bird song. I was really surprised. I don't know why. You can hear the odd few birds, but nothing like here in the UK. And there was all those trees. Maybe they didn't like living in them for some reason. So the birds, lovely. Owls, I love to hear a tawny owl. Tweet! There's something eerie and just wonderful about it. I love it. A dog fox. I think it's the dog fox that barks. I love to hear that in the distance. That's kind of a bit creepy as well. But again, I really like it. Lots of sounds of nature, really. I like to hear animal sounds. Even if it's sheep. I love the sound of sheep. It's a very peaceful sound to me. Excuse me. Yeah, I love to. Oh, and a cockerel. I love to hear a cockerel. I'm going to word this carefully. I love to hear a cockerel or a rooster crowing in the mornings. I don't hear any around here. When you're in Nigeria, you hear it all the time because lots of people keep them. And I love that sound. I don't know why, I just do. A cat purring, I love the sound of that. It's very comforting. Because usually when they do it, they're happy, so it's a relaxed sound. And it's very kind of soporific. You could just close your eyes and drift away. Yay. All sorts of water. I love the sea. I'm kind of a bit scared of the sea, but I love the sound of it. I really do. I haven't heard it a long time. I've heard it on some people's booze, but I haven't heard the sea really for about 4 years. And I've promised myself I will get down to the seaside this summer. But I love the sound of the sea. I like it when it's rough, and I like it when it's just very, very slowly lapping onto the sand or the stones. I've been to the Pacific Ocean. I've got some photos, and apparently it's really, really, really blue. And there's such beautiful sandy beaches. I love the sound of the rivers, waterfalls. I had a friend when I was at primary school, and I used to stay at her house sometimes. She lived down in Bearsted in Kent, and they had an old house. It was an old mill house. And they'd converted it, her father had converted it into a house. They sold it I think about 20 years ago. But, oh, I used to love staying there because they had a little stream that ran through the end of their garden. And their garden was really I suppose they had an acre or two of land, and it was unspoilt, you know. It was just left the grass and the trees, and I love things like that. And the sound of this at night, I'm waking up in the morning to that. I loved it. I really loved that. I used to have a little waterfall on my house when I was married before. that my dad built. He built me a little pond, an ornamental pond with a waterfall, a fountain thing. And there was a pond at the bottom and a little pool at the top with like steps that went down so that when we put the pump on, the water went round. It went through to the top pond, then it overflowed down the steps into the bottom one. And I used to love that. But when we moved out, when we sold the house, the new people knocked it all down. I was quite upset about that because he built that, you know, and he's still with us, but one day he won't be. And it's, but anyway, the wall that he built at the front is still there. I love the sound of a horse, all the sounds of horses. I'm not really a horsey person, but I love the sounds they make. I love the sound of their hooves. I love the sound when they go like that. I just love the sounds they make. I love to hear a baby laughing. A baby that's about 9 or 10 months old and that's really, really laughing. And I love the little sounds babies make. Very young babies, when they're drinking their milk, either breastfeeding or drinking from a bottle. Mine were both breastfed, but the sound is the same. It's like a, I don't know, it's like a little gulping sound. I don't know if anyone knows, who's had kids or close dealings with children will know what I mean. They kind of go, when they're swallowing the milk. I love that sound because I know they're really happy. Sometimes they've been screaming the place down because they were hungry. And that means they're contented now. I don't really like the sound of the wind that much. I don't mind it when I'm indoors and it's kind of howling around the outside of the house, but I find it a bit creepy, to be honest. I love the sound of rain. I love it when people do audio boos of rain. In fact, I've created a board called Weather, and I haven't got that much on there at the moment, but then I thought to myself, well, what weather can you put on an audio boo, really? Apart from rain, so, and thunderstorms. There's a couple of that people have done recently where it really rained heavily, and I must go back and look for them to, because I didn't add it at the time, I don't think. I meant to. It was in the past week, and we didn't really get rain like that. And thunder, I love the sound of thunder rolling in the distance and getting closer, and then just love that. I love the sound, I won't go on too much longer, but the sound of the old-fashioned fairground music, you know, like you get on a carousel, or the old-fashioned ones, like the barrel organ type music. I love that. I love to hear a train in the distance. I don't know why, I just love to hear a train far away, like in the night or something. Or a train blowing its horn. I'm just trying to think what else I like the sound. I like the sound of footsteps up my path. That means my kids are coming home. And my husband, but that's been my more recent thing. it means the sound of the doorbell or the key in the door when I know that it's them coming home and they're home safe. I'm just trying to think, do the dogs make any noises that I like? Not really. I do like them, but they're not my favourite noises. Oh, I love the sound of a gas cooker. I haven't got one now, but I have had them. The gentle kind of humming of, not exactly humming, but you know what I mean. It reminds me of when we used to go camping and we had a Calagas cooker. And the smell of it also reminds me. That's another thing, a topic for another day. But the smell of gas cooking comforts me. I don't know why, but it does. The sound and the smell of something cooking on a gas stove is comforting to me. The council out cutting the grass today. They've moved away from here now, but I can still hear them in the distance. That's not my favourite sound. Especially when, to my shame, I was asleep and was rudely awakened by it. Well, if I don't go to sleep till about 3, then I can't always wake up till 9 or 10. But at least I'm sleeping properly. And if I go to bed at 1, I'll wake up usually about 7:30. Anyway, I'm getting off the subject. I think that's about it. Oh, the wind. I love the wind in the trees in my garden. And the wind through tall trees on a summer's day when it's sunny, it doesn't sound like the individual waves of the sea, because that's like a rhythmic sound, but it sounds like sometimes when you can hear the sea from afar, you can't hear the individual waves, you can just hear like the sound of it. And that's what it reminds me of, and I love that too. And I actually like the sound of a bumblebee, a big bumblebee. I like that. I think that's about it anyway. So I'm going to go and make a cup of tea now, because my dearly beloved husband's gone to work and he won't wake me in the morning. And I can hear him downstairs. I wake him up to make sure he gets up, and my son, who's off to work as well, the oldest one. But when when I know they're up, I just go back to sleep. And I know when they go, and I could hear my husband downstairs because he had put the TV on, and I couldn't wake myself up enough to say, "I'm awake. Would you make me a cup of tea before you go, please?" He won't disturb me, you see. He won't wake me up. No, this is fair enough. So, how long does it take them to do the grass out there, for goodness sake? They must do it every 2 weeks. They did it 2 weeks ago, I know. Because I did an audio book of us taking the dogs to the park, and we walked back across the green, and they'd just cut it a few days before. That was 2 weeks ago. Anyway, I think I better shift myself now and get on with this day. I hope it's going to be a nicer day than yesterday, but I don't really know because I haven't been outside yet. The forecast was for it to start off cloudy, so you can bet your life that's what it is doing. Because when I came back in here just now, in my bedroom, because I sleep with the window open, we've only got the one window open, it was absolutely freezing again. Anyway, that's what you get for sleeping with your window. I sleep with my windows open in the winter even, or one of them. Anyway, I'm off. I need to get into this day, and I'm going to go and do a sun dance in a minute, because I'm really fed up with this weather. I'm absolutely sick of the grey weather. I'd rather it do one thing or the other. It's either sunny or it rains. This in-between stuff really doesn't do anything for me at all. Anyway, speak soon, everyone, and have a great day. Oh, for goodness sake. Battery? Yay. I managed to do it this time.